to Olives and Pimentos podcast. I got Brooke and Steve from the band
Upside Down Man.
Yeah, right on, guys. What's going on? How's Calgary treating you?
Yeah, Calgary's great. The weather's starting to warm up now. After last week, we had another dump of snow. Sure won't be the last.
Yeah, we're down here in Ontario. We were talking about putting the summer and the spring stuff on the patio, and I said, not yet.
Yeah, you're not even safe in May here, so we're not even thinking about that yet.
Well, that's the thing, too, is like we got dick all for fucking snow in November, December, January, fucking February. We had, at the end of it, we had nothing. And then March came along, and then it was fucking December 21st all over again here.
Just kicked your ass,
eh? Yeah, it was fucking horrible. And everyone's like, oh, I don't understand why it's snowing in March and April. I'm like, well, it's fucking global warming. Like, it's a thing. Like, yeah. Like, that's a, you know, you can't do anything about it right now, but it's still a fucking thing. And the other guy's like, oh, what's global warming? And I'm like, I'm going to talk to somebody else right now.
We're trying to reap the benefits of it now.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's what it is. What it is. So,
our children have to worry about it.
Yeah. So the one album Looking Up was released 2023.
Yeah.
And there is ten tracks on the album. So where'd you guys record the album?
We recorded here in Calgary at Echo Bass Studios. Just Casey Lewis's studio from Belvedere. He recorded and produced it for us.
Nice. I love Belvedere.
Yeah. They're pretty much a staple around here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, so we went in with him in January and February. We kind of had to fit around his touring schedule at the time. So we did the bass and drums in January and then everything else in February. We released it a few months later in June on... High End Denim Records, which is, I believe you talked to Josh from Trash Ambulance, which is, Josh and Ozone from Trash, it's their label.
Yep. No, it's a fucking, it's a killer album. It's a banger and I like it. It's in my, wheelhouse for sure. So what would you describe your guys', genre of music, if you will?
What did we
call it? Thrash punk.
There's definitely a metal influence, but it's still, I think, at its core, it's still punk rock. But we like to play fast, and we like to put riffs kind of scattered throughout.
You hear the skate punk in there, but you know, you definitely have that '80s kind of thrash metal thing in there as well.
Yeah, no, it's wicked. How long have you guys been playing music for now?
As a band, well, we started a long time ago. We've kind of come back in the last couple years here. We started just over 20 years ago under a different band name and stuff. And we toured and stuff. And then 2007 is kind of when we lost our drummer at the time. And then we got our current drummer, Josh Cameron. And then that's kind of when Upside Down Man was born. So 2007 is when... when the band kind of officially started.
Okay.
And then and played for 2.5 years, and then we all kind of had other opportunities that we had to kind of take in other parts of the country, and then we left for a long time, well over a decade, and then kind of 2021, we all found ourselves back in the same city, so said, fuck it, let's do it again. So we went hard, you know, just wrote songs and decided that we're actually going to do it, you know, and... And yeah, it's been great ever since. Had a lot of shows. And...
Yeah, so what do you call it? You guys got a bunch of shows coming up in the summer?
Yeah, lots. Yeah.
Were you guys playing all around anywhere in Ontario?
No, so we're playing all Alberta shows.
Okay.
So June 6th and 7th. June 6th and 7th playing Calgary, Edmonton with our buddies in the Maroons.
Yep.
And who's that other band we're playing with there, Brooke?
Another Joe.
I'm sure you know Another Joe.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they did a Chocolate with Gob way back in the day. They,
yes, I was. They, I had that. I bought that album when it first came out.
Yeah, they did a video. They did a video like in rotation of Much Music. That Eat It Burns. It's pretty crazy.
They're
So they're back now, and so we're playing a couple shows with them. June 6th at Calgary at Dickens, and then Edmonton June 7th at Black Bar. And then we're playing, the next weekend is the All Waves Festival in Medicine Hat, which a lot of bands are going to be playing at. And then we're doing the Skate or Die Fest in Lethbridge, September.
Nice.
And then a couple ones that aren't quite announced yet, so we can't really talk about it, but we're getting around this summer, so.
That's totally cool. No, you guys rip. What got you into playing music? Like, what bands?
I'd have to probably say.
And Brooke, you're next.
Probably, I'm a little older, so like I'm a '90s kid, so it was Metallica, Green Day, Offspring, all those kind of bands that came around. Like right when I was about 12 years old is when Nirvana was huge and. Green Day and Offspring, like I mentioned, and all that kind of stuff, and I just remember like watching Much Music all the time, because back in those days, Much Music was rad. I mean, when we were kids in the '90s, it was all in the countdown was Nirvana and.
How old are you now? Right now?
Pardon me.
How old are you now?
41. I'm 41.
Yeah, I'm 43.
So. The rest of the guys are like 42. So.
Yeah, I just turned 43 back in February, so we're in the same.
You're right in the same wheelhouse as we are. There.
Yeah. Like we're talking about Another Joe and Gob. I remember buying that album, in Brampton at the Irish Center, when they were touring with Gob.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it was like I believe it was a $5 cover, all ages.
Nice.
It was on a Thursday or a Friday because the Irish Center, they wanted everyone out by like 9:30. So, you know what I mean? It was like one of those do-it-yourself DIY shows. So, Brooke, what would you say? The same sort of the same thing, or?
Yeah, I think that's why like Steve and I are usually on the same page when we're writing music because it's like. Like 80s Metallica, 90s Green Day, Offspring, like even bands like Propagandhi, like early Thrice, just like bands like that are kind of what got me into even wanting to play guitar too, I would say. Like I started off playing drums and then I think I saw Jaded in Chicago, Green Day's Jaded in Chicago concert. I'm like, I want to do that.
Yeah, man.
Then I picked up guitar, and then I've been playing ever since.
Yeah, and then, like, the late 90s, like, you remember, like, that's when we all got kind of bitten by the Green Day Offspring thing, and then, like, the Fat Records compilations and the Epitaph Punkaramas and the Nitro Records compilations, all those kind of started coming out late 90s, and then we were just totally hooked on punk at that point, so.
Yeah, I was the same way, too. I used to play back in the day. The reason I do the podcast is sort of just to keep myself into the punk rock scene, if you will, or even like independent music scene. But yeah, I will totally agree. That's probably got me into it, like was Smash by the Offspring. Yeah. That album, I don't care what the fuck anyone says, that album from like track one to the end is amazing.
Oh yeah, every track.
And I think people don't realize too that was the number one selling independent album for about almost 20 plus years.
Even now, it's the biggest selling independent record of all time.
Yeah, I think Amy Winehouse that has the first one, or right now someone took the spot over.
That's too bad.
Yeah, no, right? It's a great album, and that's the thing you're talking about those Nitro compilations too, like bands like the Vandals. Like I just got Hitler. I know. I just got Hitler Bad, Vandals Good on vinyl.
Junkheads Revenge was on there too.
Yeah, they were on the podcast not too long ago.
Nice.
And then, so it was AFI before they really fucking sucked.
Guttermouth was on there.
Guttermouth was on too. Yeah, man. Like I said, like AFI, open your mouth, shut your eyes. No, sorry.
Yeah, back when they were good, in my opinion. But
yeah, shut your mouth, open your eyes is what I meant to say. Yeah, that's when, in my own opinion, that's my favorite area of AFI.
Yeah. I like it. They change genre, you know, whatever. They can do whatever they want, but the genre that I like is the punk stuff, so.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you on that one. I guess I like the December Underground era too, all that stuff before that. The last two albums, I just don't get it, but. And I don't want to, so whatever. So, are you guys happy that the Leafs are in the playoffs?
Well, I mean, I always am. I'm, like, as a Leafs fan, you're like, totally by default, because, like, my old man was, and all that stuff, so, like, I don't have a choice in being a Leafs fan growing up in Alberta, right? But, like, yeah, I mean, I kind of have a rule. I mean, it's going to sound very, like, all the Leafs fans are going to hate me for this, but like, for the last few years, I don't even pay attention unless I get out of the first round. I've just been hurt so much.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. That's why
I get out of the first round, and I'll pay attention. I mean, I'll watch the highlights, you know, like, I'll see how Matthews is doing and all that kind of stuff, but I can't invest myself emotionally with that team until I get out of the first round anymore. It's just killed me too many times.
Well, that's why I left the team. That fucking team, dude, like,
I know you're allowed to do that.
I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Wait, you can do that?
Yes.
You can leave your tail off. Wait, I think that I could?
Well, I think that only goes with NFL, because there's not that many teams. Like, I tried to leave as a Green Bay Packers fan, and my buddy Al's like, you know, you can't do that, eh? Like, you're in. He's like, hockey, baseball's fine, but there's only so many NFL teams. You can't do that. I'm sorry. You can follow them, but you can't cheer for them. No, I don't. I wish the Leafs all well. It's just, I don't know. Really, I don't think it's going to happen.
I know.
Come on, this should happen in the past 2 years. It should have happened.
And yeah, the new playoff format certainly hasn't helped them, too. When they draw, like, Tampa Bay and Boston every time, like, that's a tough division to get out of, I guess, regardless. So, and I guess I'm a Flames fan first, which has its own pain, but I lived in Toronto for a while. So they've, you know, the Leafs are my, I guess, adopted, you know, second team if I had to choose one. So, I will definitely, I'll be watching them because, you know, the Flames are not in the playoffs this year.
No.
They probably won't move for a while. So,
no, they can. They got a lot of rebuilding to do there too, right?
Yeah. It kind of sucks what happened a couple years ago, but they weren't getting it done anyway, so I'm okay with a rebuild, and I think a lot of people here are, as long as they kind of commit to it and don't try to rush it, which seems to be a problem with Canadian teams, because I even remember the Leafs doing that when they traded for Kessel, right? Like, that's when I lived in Toronto. It was like right around when they traded for Kessel, like two first round picks.
Yeah.
One was like ended up being Dougie Hamilton, and one was Tyler Seguin, I think.
Yeah.
Drafted Luke Shen, played him as an 18-year-old, completely ruined him.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know, man. Hopefully they do it, but I just fell off that team. I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
Like, what are you now doing? Where are you going for now?
It's either the Habs or the Oilers. So it's.
Oh, you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. But the Habs fucking suck now, too. They're terrible right now. And they're going to be terrible for a while. It's just, like, I don't understand, like, okay, the Toronto Maple Leafs is probably, what, the number five richest sports franchise in the world right now?
Yeah.
And, like, I know there's a salary cap, but they don't, like, you can also spend that money elsewhere, like, on the front office to make the team better, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they haven't had a true number one goalie since Cujo, in my opinion, so.
No. Fuck, what's his face? They had Cujo and they had,
Eddie Belfour, but.
I don't know. I don't really talk too highly of Eddie Belfour. He's, he's quite the animal. Yeah. And there's a reason why they don't talk about him in the NHL, so.
Yeah, but he was long in the tooth when he got to the league, too. He was like 41, 42.
42, 41, he was still partying like he was 21.
Yeah. Sounds like us.
Yeah, it sounds like me too. I'm the same way. Whatever. I'm not gonna lie, you have to get up at fucking 5:30 in the morning. Pretty fucking soon. But yeah. Look at the time right now, I'm like, holy shit. So yeah, the Leafs, I think Edmonton's gonna do really well, hopefully, in the playoffs. Their goaltending sucks too, but
Sometimes they can outscore their problems, I guess. So
yeah,
they might be okay.
Yeah,
they always somehow have the best player in the world on their team. So yeah.
Hopefully the Leafs go further in the first round. I want to see at least a good third round run.
Yeah,
but
I think they go out in the conference finals would have hurt even more. I need them to win the cup, or they don't even do anything.
Oh, that's why you don't even bother. Like it's I don't know, like it, but they have one of the toughest divisions in the league though, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's the same thing with fucking Blue Jays baseball. Like, they're in one division where it's like, it's
the Yankees and the Red Sox, man.
Yankees, Red Sox, they can't even win in Florida if they wanted to.
No.
Who else in the, Baltimore? Yankees, Red Sox, Baltimore, and Jays.
Tampa Bay,
yeah. That's the thing too, is like they're in such a one of the hardest divisions in baseball. Actually, it is the hardest division in baseball. It's the only division to watch in baseball, in my own opinion.
Yeah, truly.
Because you got all the big hitters there. Sweet guys. So Upside Down Man is on social media platforms.
Yeah.
So we go Instagram. So what's all the handles? Give me all the the ads.
Instagram, I believe it's Upside Down Man Band.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing on Facebook, I believe.
Nice.
Just wanted to mention one more thing here. I almost forgot. August, this is actually a dream of all of ours. August 2nd and 3rd, we're playing Loud as Hell Festival in Drumheller, which is a metal fest. But they decided to kind of branch out with some punk bands and they like our thrashy kind of thing. But we're playing with a lot of great bands and who's a band we're really excited to see, bro?
Green Jello is headlining, I think, the first night, which is, again, that's another band that I think, you know, growing up got us into rock music a little bit. So
yeah,
that should be fun.
It's like green? A pipeline from Weird to Green Jello to like actual music, you know? Like rock and roll, you know, like,
yeah.
So we're really, really excited about that.
Is the band called Green Jello?
Yeah,
it's like a lawsuit thing, I think.
Green Jelly is what they have to go by now because I think they're threatened by a lawsuit when I knew some Jello.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so it is Green Jelly.
Yeah.
Okay, cool, right on.
Three Little Pigs, The Bear Song,
yeah,
Misadventure of the Chipman,
Obey the.
In Green Jello before they were in Tool.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Obey the
cow. That's all ancient history now. That's like,
Obey the cow god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Green Jello. Green Jello is amazing. So they're playing too, you're saying? Yeah?
Yeah. So that's that'd be the loudest hell festival. And there's a lot of like well-known metal bands and stuff that we're not so familiar with because we used to be really into metal back in the day. Now it's more of the punk thing, but it's going to be a great, great time. So,
right on. So, what you guys have to do is send me all the posters and stuff like that of your shows, and I'll try and throw them up into the IG.
Hell yeah,
help you guys out that way. Brooke and Steve, thanks. Oh, another question: you guys have any cats?
Cats
or dogs?
Dogs, yeah. I have a labradoodle that he'll be 11 this year named Otto.
Oh, nice.
Yep. That's it, though.
And I got nothing.
That's cool. Otto, did you name him after The Simpsons?
Kinda, yeah. He's like one of my favorite characters. That just sounds like a good name for a dog. You know, like I liked Otto.
He's got the curly hair.
Yeah. He looks like an Otto. He's a lot bigger than we expected him to get.
Yeah.
Gigantic, massive dog, but he's like the most gentle, laid back dog ever. So
Nice.
Yeah, he's great.
That's really cool. All right, boys. Thanks for doing this. And remember, send me all the things, and I'll try and post them up. And you guys are Upside Down Man on Upside Down Man Band, sorry, on Instagram and Facebook. Yep. You guys do the TikTok at all or no?
No, we're too old for that.
Really? Yeah, me too. But I just do it for the podcast. But it's well worth it. I'm not gonna lie to you.
I've never been on it. I wouldn't even know what it looks like. But yeah, we should probably do it.
It's I get a lot of views. Like my last views was 1,800.
Really?
Yeah, seriously. Like, and if you guys do like live shows, like what, just throw the live shows up there, man, and then just promote the band like that. Even like it's almost like Instagram Reels too. But if you guys have like live footage, that's what I would do. Just throw it up there and just hashtag the fuck out of it.
Right.
Hashtag this.
Instagram's old news now, I think, right? Like, TikTok is where all the kids are, so.
I guess. I don't know. I still got lots of stuff on Instagram. I got lots of stuff on TikTok. I don't do Facebook because I think it's a dead fucking media platform.
So. That's old news, yeah.
I think it's a complete waste of fucking time. Like, if you want to see somebody bake your grandmother's baked apple pie or find out which family member died in the last week, yeah, Facebook is good that way, but.
Yeah, it was all my relatives getting hacked and then sending me attachments.
That's amazing. All right, guys. Again, thanks for doing this. And look forward if you guys come to Ontario, that'd be great. Come to Ontario.
Oh, we'd love to. Yeah. One of these days.
We'll try and figure that out. All right, cool. Thanks a lot, guys. Stay on the call.
Right on, man. Thanks, dude. Okay.